Good morning. You're joined to the Maximum Radio Network. You're on Global Time with Jesus Christ. Imagine that. And it's Monday morning, and it's August the 6th. I'm sorry. Monday morning, September 2nd. Oh, the time is not slow at all. It's moving extremely fast. And so we're in a brand new month as well as a brand new week. Well, welcome to all of my friends, my prayer partners around the world. I'm glad that you're able to be up early on this Labor Day Monday. It's Labor Day here in our region, of course, in the United States, and we're just so thankful for a holiday, a day that we can break up our routine and slow the pace down a little bit and just observe and celebrate. And I'm overjoyed to be up and have the opportunity to join you and to be your prayer partner for the next several minutes. I'm Aubrey Gregory, and I am enjoying the opportunity to host our prayer assembly, if you will. Well, today is Labor Day. It's Labor Day. And how did it come about, and what does it mean? Well, Labor Day is always the first Monday in September. It's a creation of the labor movement and is dedicated to the social and economic achievements of American workers. It constitutes a yearly national tribute to the contributions of American workers and what they have made to the strength, prosperity, and well-being of our country. The first Labor Day holiday was celebrated on Tuesday, September 5th, 1882. That's quite some time ago. And so that's what we're in the midst of on this wonderful day, this wonderful morning that the Lord has given us. Now, our program title today is He is the Morning Star. Well, actually, the scripture says the bright and morning star. Let's listen to what Revelation chapter 22 and verse 16 says. It says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. He is the bright and morning star. So he lights up our sky every day in terms of his brightness, the light that he gives to us. In the Gospel of John, in chapter 8 and verse 12, it says, Jesus said, I am the light of life. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. So the light that he provides is so essential. It's more essential even than the sun, as important as that is. We need the sunshine, but he outshines the sun. Yes, he outshines the sun and is doing so for all eternity. So we welcome all of our prayer partners once again. We thank you for being up and for joining us. And we trust that you will have a wonderful day on this day, wherever you are. If you're in our region, it's a holiday. And if you're not, well, just take it as a celebration anyway. Join us in celebrating and allowing God to have his way. Let's go to prayer. And while we're doing that, please remember that we do welcome your prayer, your praise reports, as well as your prayer requests. That is why we come together, for that purpose. So don't feel like you're putting upon us if you bring a praise report and or a prayer request. That's our purpose. I would like to pray a prayer from Job. Yes, Job, chapter 22, verse 27 through verse 28. It's a powerful prayer, and I'd love for you to join me in this prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you that the prayer we make to you, that you will hear us, and that we will pay our vows. Heavenly Father, we thank you that when we decree or declare a thing, that you will establish it for us, and light will shine on our paths, according to Job chapter 22 and verse 27 through 28. And we pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we pray with thanksgiving. We come into your courts with praise and with thanksgiving. Father, we ask you to cleanse us, to separate us from all our sins, all our trespasses. Apply the blood that's in reserve, the blood of Jesus Christ that's in reserve for the purpose of cleansing us. So we're confessing our shortcomings where we miss the mark, and we bless your name today, and we ask for your forgiveness and your restoration of our being, so that we are made whole, we are covered with the righteousness of your Son Jesus Christ, and so that we are seen as completely righteous. So we thank you for this time that we can enter in and communicate with you and be a blessing to your heart, even on this day that you've given to us as such a wonderful gift. We thank you for this day. Thank you for each of our prayer partners that we were able to get up and begin this day with you rising in our hearts and our spirits right now. So we thank you for our friends that are friends of you, of yours, and love to pray those things that are on your heart into manifestation. And we say amen and amen. Well, how was your weekend? We trust right. that you had a blessed weekend, especially on yesterday, worshiping the Lord, being in his presence with the others. That's what's so important, that we can assemble two or three in the name of Jesus Christ, and he's in the midst to bless. So we thank you. Well, today, excuse my voice. It's a little raspy, a little rusty. He is the morning star. And so we want to enjoy the sunshine of his presence. Amen. Let's just bask in it. It's wonderful. And we want to pray today because he is the light. We want to lift up those that are lost. And that's because they don't have the light of life. So they're walking in darkness. And we want to lift them up right now. Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And we pray for the lost that are scattered all over the earth today. We pray for them, that every man, woman, and child, from here to the farthest corner of the earth, would find and access the light that you provide. You said that you are the light of life, and whoever follows you will never walk in darkness. But Father, we claim that light for children, for men, for women, that this day, this first day, or rather the second day of September, in year of our Lord, 2013, will be a day of light for many. And as we intercede, use our faith, and we're believing that thousands this day have the opportunity to make Jesus Christ their Lord. Make him their light. Accept his light. So we ask the Lord of the harvest, and Father, you are the Lord of the harvest, to trust him, the perfect laborers across these lives this day, to share the good news of the gospel in a special way, so that they will listen, they would hear and understand, that it will transform their hearts and their lives. We know, Father, this is your heart's desire, so that's why we pray in agreement with that, because this is your heart's desire. You promised your Son that you will give him the nations and the earth for a possession. And you're doing that even now as your light shines forth into the lives of the lost. We pray that the children will feel the stirring and the freshness of your light in their innermost beings, and that they will say yes and receive you into their lives, even on this day, to be raised up as powerful, powerful instruments of your love and grace, through which heaven can channel its purposes in the earth. So we thank you today for saving the lost. You're indeed the light. You are the morning star. So we bless your name. We're full of hope, faith concerning the accomplishment of your purposes in the earth, for people, for the nation, so that every tribe, every tongue, every nation will be represented in your presence. So we thank you right now, and we look towards that day with great anticipation, when we sing that you are the one that's worthy to open the book. In Jesus' name we pray. Have your way today. Amen and amen. Once again, welcome all of our prayer partners from here to the ends of the earth. And we thank you for joining us and adding your faith and agreement to God's plan and God's agenda. Well, children are starting back to school even as early. For those who haven't started yet, some have already ended the summer break and they're back in school since last week. Well, this week, certainly many, many more will be on their way back. And we've been concentrating on praying for the youth, those between the ages of 14 and 18. And we'd like to do that now, and we've identified schools, high schools, that is, grades 8 to 12, that we want to intercede for, because that's the next generation. That's generation next. So we've prayed for some of these institutions already, and today we want to pray for a fourth one, and that one is identified as Eastside High School. That's in the eastbound section of our great city. And we want to pray for them right now. We want to lift those students up, that school, its administrators, and its teachers. We want to ask God for a safe environment for those students, an atmosphere that's conducive to learning and to educating. And we want them to be successful. Please join me in prayer now. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you because you are our help. We believe that there's no place that we can go, no better place, no greater place that we can go, except we come into your presence, bowing low at your feet. We humble ourselves today. And Father, we know that your plan and your purpose is that the children, the young people, would worship you and you alone. However, we know that there's a culture that reaches for their young minds at an early age to bend it and to twist and to warp it, where their worship does not go to you. It can go to themselves, it goes to their culture, their music, their peers, and they can be in rebellion. But now we bless your name that there is still opportunity, there is still time, there is hope. And we have this hope today. Our faith is placed in you, and our trust is totally in you, so that we know that there's a day coming when the light, you will be able to shine in their eyes. The brightness of your light will be so aggressive that it will consume the darkness, all the darkness in the world. We know that there's a day coming like that. It may not be in our lifetimes, but we know we will be there as it occur, because the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those that remain shall be caught up to meet you in the air and to escort you back to this earth, where we will reign on the earth in the name of Jesus. So we thank you today, Father, and we bless your name. Thank you for Eastside High, and we thank you for the administrators there. We don't know if they know you, but we pray that, again, your brightness will invade any darkness, bring clarity, bring sight, so that you will light up their way. They will no longer have to walk in darkness. Give them the strategies and the wisdom, Lord, and the strength to stand in an authoritative way for peace, for education, for prosperity, for the children, for the young people, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we surround the premises of that school. So even as the children head back to school all of this week, that there be safety and security for them. In Jesus' name, strengthen the school security team, so that they will be watchful, their eyes would be sharp, and they would be able to identify any moves of the enemy. And the enemy is a defeated foe. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you for Eastside High School and all of the students and personnel connected with it. And I trust that everyone can say with me, amen and amen to that prayer. Okay. Well, it's time. Yes, amen. We would love to hear a praise report. We'd be encouraged by that. We'd also love to hear a prayer request, because we know that we're in the company on today of a prayer answering God. He is the only wise God. And today, He's available. And guess what? He's up. He's not asleep. Isn't that wonderful? He is up. He does not sleep nor slumber. So if we can be up, you know that He's been up all along. He never slept. He never slumbered. And so we can come boldly into His presence. Well, we saw on yesterday, we prayed for a sister by the name of Michelle a few weeks ago. She was in the hospital, and now she's out, and she's still experiencing or having therapy. And we saw her on yesterday, and we thank God for her and for strengthening her, that she was able to join us for worship on yesterday. So that's a praise report of what God has already done. He's ordained health for us, and in particular for Michelle. So we thank God for who she is and what she is about, and for her strength. If you have an illness that's plaguing you, well, please put your trust in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do not fail to put your trust in Him. And know that His plan and His purpose is that you would have health. You would be walking in wellness. So don't receive or believe what is a curse. Sickness and disease is a curse. However, Jesus came to invalidate, make it known that life is available and that more abundantly, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Your lines are open for a prayer request or a praise report. And we're willing to agree with you in prayer. Particularly for this week, we have a week that's ahead of us that'll bring many things. Internationally, nationally, in your community, and in your world. Our world is going forward this week. God is moving this week. And the enemy would like to continue to steal, kill, and destroy. This week, however, we are rebuking all of his efforts, rebinding all of his activities in the name of Jesus. We're binding his activities so that he is flustered and frustrated and unable to complete his plots against the people of God and against the nations. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. For the defeat of the enemy is secured, and our victory is secure. Give us the strength, courage, and the faith to stand. And according to the Apostle Paul, having done all, stand in the name of Jesus. Stand brother, stand, sister. Stand, believer. Stand. Because God has made a place through Jesus Christ, and he's put our feet on the rock, an immovable rock. It's none other than Jesus Christ. He is the rock of our salvation. So we thank you, Father, for that, for the confidence that you've given to us in your Son, so that he is the bright and morning star. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Father. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do you have a prayer request, my friend, for today, for this week? Trust that you're looking forward to a restful day. If you're in our region and enjoying the Labor Day holiday, this is the last day of the Labor Day holiday weekend. And I'm looking to enjoy it as much as I can, because once tomorrow comes, we're back at the farm, so to speak. We're back at the farm doing what our task is, an assignment is. But we trust that you will enjoy hey. We only have about 90 minutes left in our prayer session, and it's certainly 90 minutes of opportunity for you to quickly make your prayer request and be blessed, knowing that you're leaving this program today with a high level of confidence that your prayer is heard in heaven and that God responds in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray your richest blessing on all of our prayer partners, wherever they are right now, that your light, you're the morning star, your light shines through and reaches everyone, wherever they are. There's no barrier, there's no darkness. The light has been the darkness has been dispelled, and the light has made its entrance. So we thank you for the light that you've given to each of us and to all of us collectively. This light of life. So today, we commit to following you, knowing that we will never walk in darkness, because you are the light of life. So we thank you. Hallelujah. Have a great week. May God bless you richly. May his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And above all, give you peace. Hallelujah. Peace.
Amen. Have a wonderful day. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1, switch 22-14. Welcome to Verizon Wireless. The wireless customer you called is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Announcement 1, switch 22-14.